how to honor people, avoid appropriation, and keep Christ clear. A Christian leader serving in indigenous spirituality conversations must learn three practices. Honor people, avoid appropriation, and keep Christ clear. First, honor people. Every person you meet is an image bearer. Their story is not a ministry object. Their family history is not a sermon illustration unless they give permission. Their community's grief is not a debate topic. Their spiritual language deserves careful listening. In practice, honoring people means asking respectful questions. What would be meaningful to your family in this ceremony? Are there any customs I should understand before I pray? Would Christian scripture be welcome here, or would you prefer a different kind of supportive presence? These questions protect dignity. Second, avoid appropriation. Appropriation happens when someone takes sacred symbols, ceremonies, clothing, songs, stories, or language from a people and uses them without permission, accountability, or understanding. Christian leaders must be especially careful here. We should not borrow indigenous practices to make a worship service feel more spiritual. We should not imitate ceremonies we do not understand. We should not use sacred objects as props. Respect does not require imitation. A Christian leader can honor indigenous people without pretending to be indigenous or blending Christian ministry with practices outside the leader's calling. Third, keep Christ clear. Respectful ministry does not mean vague ministry. Christian leaders serve in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe creation belongs to God, human beings are made in God's image, sin has wounded all peoples, and Jesus Christ brings forgiveness, reconciliation, resurrection, and new creation hope. But clarity does not require harshness. You can say, as a Christian minister, I pray in the name of Jesus. Would that be welcome in this setting? That is clear and consent-based. You can say, I want to honor your family's story, and I also want to be honest about my Christian faith. That is truthful and respectful. In some settings, you may be invited to pray publicly. In other settings, your best ministry may be quiet presence, private encouragement, or a simple blessing offered only by permission. The setting matters. A gospel bridge in this topic may begin with creation, grief, land, justice, family, lament, or the longing for healing. Scripture speaks of land, exile, repentance, restoration, creation, resurrection, and the healing of nations. But use scripture with wisdom and timing. Remember, Christ-centered ministry is not cultural contempt. It is not spiritual performance. It is not fear. It is humble, truthful, embodied love, honor people, avoid appropriation, keep Christ clear.